China is not backing down in the tariff war with the Trump administration, and crews continue to remove the wreckage from an American Eagle plane that plunged into the Potomac River last week after a mid-air collision with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. China hits back at U.S. with tariffs of up to 15% on American goods. China responded to President Donald Trump's newly imposed tariffs with some of its own. China's finance ministry said Tuesday that starting next Monday, February 10th, it will impose additional tariffs of 15% on coal and liquefied natural gas imports from the U.S. and 10% higher duties on American crude oil, farm equipment, and certain cars. China's announcement came just minutes after Trump's additional 10% tariff on all Chinese goods took effect. At the same time, Trump paused the 25% tariffs he promised to impose on Canada and Mexico for 30 days. Straight Arrow News reporter Lauren Taylor has the details of that pause here. Trump has not yet spoken to Chinese President Xi Jinping about the tariffs, but is expected to do so in the next few days. In addition to the tariffs against the U.S., China has also filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization. El Salvador offers to house violent U.S. criminals and deportees of any nationality. As the U.S. continues its crackdown on undocumented immigrants, El Salvador has offered the Trump administration an unprecedented deal. After meeting with El Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, Secretary of State Marco Rubio explained the details of the offer. He has agreed to accept for deportation any illegal alien in the United States who is a criminal from any nationality, be they MS-13 or Tren de Aragua, and house them in his jails, Rubio said. And he's also offered to do the same for dangerous criminals currently in custody and serving their sentence in the United States, even though they're U.S. citizens or legal residents. El Salvador's president said in a post on X, "We have offered the United States the opportunity to outsource part of its prison system. We are willing to take in only convicted criminals, including convicted U.S. citizens, into our mega prison in exchange for a fee. The fee would be relatively low for the U.S., but significant for us, making our entire prison system sustainable." It's unclear when such a transfer might begin or if it would even be legal. The stop in El Salvador was part of a larger tour of Central America for Secretary of State Rubio. Before heading there, Rubio was in Panama, seeking assurances on curbing China's influence over the Panama Canal. Rubio is also scheduled to visit Costa Rica, Guatemala, and the Dominican Republic this week. Large pieces of American Airlines jet pulled from river. More remains found salvage crews continued Tuesday to remove the wreckage of an American Eagle passenger jet in the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. On Monday, February 3rd, the first day of operations, they removed an engine and large portions of the plane's fuselage from the water. Investigators said the plane broke apart into three pieces in the river. Officials said the remains of the jet must be removed from the crash site to recover all 67 victims who died in the mid-air collision between Flight 5432 and an Army Black Hawk helicopter last Wednesday night, January 29th. So far, officials have positively identified 55 victims. They vowed to recover everyone. Searchers found additional remains during recovery efforts Monday, but they have not yet been identified. Once the jet's wreckage is cleared, crews will start working to remove what remains of the helicopter. They will haul both aircraft to a National Transportation Safety Board hangar for a lengthy investigation into what caused the deadly crash. Trump reportedly weighing plan to dismantle the Department of Education. Trump could soon sign an executive order directing Acting Secretary of Education Denise Carter to dismantle the Federal Department of Education, according to multiple reports citing sources briefed on drafts circulating among top administration officials. The proposed order is expected to require Carter to submit a proposal to break up the department and for Congress to pass legislation to get rid of it. It's unclear when the president will officially make the order, but at least one White House official has said it's expected sometime this month. Trump creates U.S. sovereign wealth fund, could buy into TikTok. The president has signed an executive order that outlines plans to establish a government-run sovereign wealth fund. It would serve as an economic development account and might be used to buy into TikTok as a partner. The popular social media app operates under a 75-day period during which its owner, ByteDance, is supposed to break away from its Chinese influence. In addition to TikTok, the fund would be used to pay for infrastructure projects in the U.S., including at airports and highways. Elon Musk creates confusion over IRS-free tax filing program. Tax season is here, and several Americans are banking on the IRS new direct file system to make life easier. However, they might find themselves confused about a recent social media post by Department of Government Efficiency Chair Elon Musk. Musk shared a user's post about the free program on his platform X and said that group has been deleted. That led to concerns that Americans would not be able to use the new tool to file their 2024 taxes. However, the direct file has not been deleted and is still available, at least for this tax season. Musk was referring to 18F, a government agency that worked on technology projects, including the IRS's direct file program. Last year, the IRS announced it would make the free electronic tax return filing system permanent. Tax day this year is Tuesday, April 15th.